Thank you. Kato, what can I do for you?
Hi, Carolyn. I was just calling in to request a reading on a previous life. Can I do that?
Well, what I do is I follow your voice and I see your body.
Okay.
And there was a time when your monad set down a finger of consciousness and you were a Roman soldier. You were one of those that built the roads. The roads were very straight. They used what looked like a plumb bob. And that's what I see you holding in your hand, this seemingly tool that, as I said, looked like a plumb bob. But I'm telling you this, but if you want to actually experience your past lifetime, you can go to my website at carolynevers.com and on the left-hand side, request one of those readings where you actually step into that lifetime.
Actually, I was calling tonight because I thought tonight was an opportunity to get an idea of a previous life impacting on my present one. Am I wrong about that?
Well, surprisingly, everyone of our past lifetimes impact upon the present one. And
well, right,
as that Roman soldier, you received, or shall we say, trained the discipline. Not only that, but you worked on projects and saw them through to its completion. Are you doing that now? Are you working your projects until completion?
No, not at all.
Then I would suggest that this has come forth so that is something that you work with.
Okay.
Make a promise to yourself that you will complete all activities that you start.
All right.
You see, it's the higher self that prompts us to work on these projects. And if you're not completing them, there's a possibility that you're not completing your mission. So that could be the reason why we're having this discussion now. matter of fact, let me call in your higher self and see what it has to say about all of this.
All right.
First of all, I want you to know that you can call in your higher self. Are you doing that? I don't mean presently, this moment, but do you work with that?
I did many years ago. It was very automatic, but I feel like I've lost the connection.
Well, promise yourself that you're going to work with that and bring that connection back into focus, because that is what guides your life.
Right.
It's more than that. It brings in the people and the circumstances so that you can complete your mission.
Okay.
I don't know what your mission is at the present moment, but connect with your higher self and make certain that you do that. Are you dreaming? Do you have dreams?
I have bad dreams.
I'm sorry to hear that. Because when we're not completing things in the daytime, dreams are like the back door. And our subconscious will come to us through that back door of dreams if you're not fulfilling what lies before you during the day. So meditate, find out what you could do to complete your mission. I think what you're being told right now, dear heart, is this is probably the most important focus of your life right now. And you can go by your dreams. And more importantly, it's not just your dreams, but the emotion of the dream that you hold when you wake up. And so if you've got all these
fear. I wake up from the dreams because it's so frightening and so devastating. I have to wake up to escape what's going on in the dream.
That's very difficult for you.
It's a very
to be in fear.
Yeah.
Something has happened in the past that is having you walk through. It's like morass. It's like your feet are getting stuck in something that you can't extract your feet from. Because I can feel that. That fear is very strong in you. So
well,
what are you afraid of, my darling? What are you afraid of?
It's not a conscious fear. It's not something I think about walking around, you know, day to day. But I just have dreams of rape.
Why don't we take a moment right now and concentrate on this? Ask yourself. You don't have to say it out loud, but ask yourself, what are you afraid of? What am I afraid of? Are you getting an answer to that?
No.
When this show is over, in a quiet moment, I want you to think about what your fear is. Do you love yourself?
Yes, I do. I always have.
Take a hand mirror and look into a hand mirror. Look into your eyes and ask yourself, what are you afraid of? There is something that is very deep that you are afraid of. And it would be a good idea if you could clear this.
Right.
Because it's haunting you.
Yeah, have I your can't parents, go back to sleep because I'm afraid. I'm afraid I'll have a dream again.
Have your parents crossed over to the other side?
Yes, both.
They're here now. Do you feel their energy around you?
Maybe. I think since you bring the awareness to me.
I want you to think about this. You can feel their awareness. They're with you a lot. And they're trying to help you. Right now, take a moment and connect. Your mother's very strong. I feel her energy very strongly. Were you close to your mom?
Not at all. Not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all. She's very disapproving of me. Very critical of me.
That's hard when your mother's critical of you.
Yes, yes.
She's saying to me, I have, meaning her, I have much to answer for. And I have been given this opportunity to come back to my daughter and work with her and help her if she is willing to connect with me. I will devote the time and the effort of helping her.
I'm happy to hear that.
And she's also telling me further that this connection to fear that you have is something that is very ancient, very old.
Okay.
It comes from the time when your soul first came to Earth. And she is willing to help you. So when this radio show is over, I want you to try to connect with her. She only has good intentions for you. And she has made it a point to come back and help you because of all of the lost opportunities that she had when the two of you were living together on Earth. And she said, I had the opportunity to help you, and I didn't. And for that, I regret. Because where I am now, we go over our past deeds, and I did not live my life perfectly with my daughter. And so I want to help her now.
All right.
There it is from a mother's heart, sweetheart.
All right, Carolyn. All right, thank you.
You're welcome, darling. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you so much.
There is a genuine sincerity about her to want to help you.
All right. Thank you for telling me that. And thank you for speaking for her.
You're welcome,
dear.
Thank
you, Carolyn. Take care. Take care.
You too. I would like to mention to all of you that if you feel a connection with somebody on the other side, you feel their energy, they are probably there and have come to help you. And so we have a Karen on the line. Karen, what can I do to help you, sweetheart?
Hi, Carolyn. It's Erin.
Oh, Erin. I thought it was Karen. But okay, Erin. What can we do to help you?
I was just wondering if you could do a little bit of a past life reading for me.
I can tell you about it. But if you actually wish to step into that lifetime, a past lifetime, and experience all that you experienced then, you can order a reading and do that. I can't do that on the radio with you, but we can do that when you order one of those readings where you literally step into that past lifetime and experience all that that lifetime held for you, and your soul takes you to that lifetime that would be the most beneficial. It's very rewarding. So you want me to tell you a little bit about a past lifetime that is impacting today as a person?
Yes, please.
Are you a disciplined person?
Yes.
You've been like the lady before you. You've been a Roman soldier many times. Under an early period and under the first emperor. So your soul incarnated many times during that Roman period. How do you feel about Rome today?
I love it.
You know, that's a sign. When we love something deeply, it's because we have experienced it in some form. And that's why you love it so much, because you were a Roman soldier many times. And I see those hobnail boots that you wore. You know, the width of the Roman roads was so that four men could walk abreast, don't you? Four men could walk shoulder to shoulder, and they would fill in the Roman road. So it's one of the reasons why you love all things Roman. Because you've been there enough times. I think you might even be able to see your face in one of those Roman incarnations. Close your eyes for a moment and intend to see the face of that Roman soldier that I can see his face. He was very handsome. You know they carried a very heavy pack on their back, don't you? When they marched off.
Yeah.
And when they went into the field, they carried half of a tent on their back. Did you know that?
No.
They carried half of a tent, and then they would be assigned a tent partner, and they would put their two parts together, and they would have a tent to sleep under and work under.
Wow.
They were quite methodical. The Romans were very methodical. And they had held sway over civilization for a very long time. And everywhere that they went, they took the benefits of civilization with them by reading and writing and trading. They were big into trade. They took their wine in ships and sold it all over the known world. Were you aware of that?
No, I wasn't.
I can see you in one of their ships. At that point in time, you loved the sea.
Yeah. still do.
Oh, you still love the sea?
Oh, yeah.
They had a very special container that they used to fill with wine or oil, olive oil, and they would stack them in the hold of their ships. And they went all around the world with it and traded. And one of the interesting things that they did is they took their wine and they traded for silk coming all the way from China. The caravans carried the silk part of the way, and then they would meet up with the Roman soldier, and they would put the silk in the holds of ships and bring it back to Rome. It was amazing.
Yeah, it sounds amazing.
It was. And they civilized so much of the world. We actually owe a lot to the Romans, their idea of law, of order, of road building. So you have a proud heritage, my dear.
Great.
Well, you keep reading up on it, because if you do, perhaps it will remind you of those past lifetimes. And if you actually want to step off into one of those Roman lifetimes, you can go to CarolynEvers.com and order one of those readings where it actually takes you there. You would enjoy
perfect.
It.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Okay, my dear. Glad to be talking
you so
to you. You're welcome.
You too. Good night.
Good night. Was there someone else that wanted to chat? Well, apparently there's no one right now that has called in. So I'd like to talk about something that's very fascinating. Well, to me, it's very fascinating. There is a book that has been turned into a movie. And I don't usually talk about movies. But the movie is Me Before You. And it's the story of a paraplegic and how he was so full of life, and how he became a paraplegic, and how he worked with a young lady that made him change his whole outlook upon life, and what he did for her. It's a love story. So that arising out of a terrible tragedy, there is love that is found. And you know the old story that love is what makes the world go round, and it truly does. And so if you're looking for a beautiful love story, you might be interested in that. Everyone has tragedies of some sort. And how do you wear those tragedies? How do you deal with them? Do you become bitter? Or do you try and heal it? And that's what all this is about today, about healing. Love and healing. That is what is on the horizon right now. And for those of you who attend our conference calls with Dr. Presser, you know that that is what is discussed. I mean, it could be Yeshua working with us, or Archangel Michael, or Lord Metatron. And that is what it is about right now. And the last conference call that we had, we talked about the energies of the new moon. And so this new moon that is coming into play and the energies that it is bringing is very important. So I might suggest to you that on some evening, you go out and you look up at the new moon and absorb those silvery rays of energy into the crown chakra, going through the body, clearing the body of all of the results of thinking that is not positive. That's a process that went all the way back to Atlantis. People in Atlantis would, about every 3 to 5 years, if you can imagine this, maybe you have a memory of this, lie down on a crystal bed, and there would be colored lights that would shine up through the bed that would clear the human body, because our negative thinking has an impact on the human body. And that's what they did in Atlantis, to clear the human body. You know, to a certain extent, we can do that today with crystals. We can program a crystal to work on healing the body. Not a bad idea, is it? So if you have any of these memories, give me a call and tell me about it. Or if you have seen the movie, Me Before You, call me and tell me what you thought of it. I have an interesting story that I will tell you, since we don't have someone calling in right now telling me their stories. And it's a story about my grandmother. My grandmother supposedly died. And back in those days, they didn't lay people out in a funeral home. They did it inside their home. And in those days, they didn't deliver milk in bottles. They actually had a vendor who would go down the street and ring a bell, and the women would come out of their houses and meet the individual, and he would fill up their containers with milk. And if you can imagine this, my grandmother is lying out in state, so to speak, in her home, and she hears the milkman, and she gets up and she goes outside to get her milk. Imagine the surprise of everyone. You got to think about that and have a real chuckle over it. She was probably quite the talk of the town. And this happened before my mother was born, so I'm glad that she did that. I wouldn't be here. So if you have any crazy stories like that, firsthand stories, call in, tell me about them, because I suspect that our audience would like to hear them also. We all seem to have some kind of story that we are enamored of on some level. Some of them are funny and some are sad. And so the question is, how can we turn those sad stories into something joyful? And in The Bucket List, that movie, The Bucket List, one of the things that they talk about is to live your joy. I like that. To live your joy, my friends. Are you living your joy? Lo and behold, if you can believe this, we're halfway through our radio show. I don't know where the time goes, but I do enjoy sitting here and talking to you and sharing some ideas. So tell me, What are your joys? As a reminder, we have an election coming up. And I would like all of you, if you were willing, to intend that the one be elected who has the best interest in our country. And if they don't have the best interest in our country, may that change so they do. We haven't had statesmen leading our country for a very long time. So let's intend that that one that is elected to be president becomes the statesman that we need. That they not be caught up in political schemes, but rather become the statesman that our country needs. You know, we have interfered in other countries' histories for so long. It seems to me that we should take a lot of that energy and build up the good points of our country and help others if they ask it. But we go into countries without being asked and change the political scene to suit us. And in my sense, we shouldn't be doing that. So let us intend, if you're willing, that this election, the one that will have the greatest positive influence in our country, be elected. And if they're not positive, that something will happen in their lives, that they will change their focus and have just the best intention for our country. I believe we need to come back to our, what might be considered our old-fashioned ideas, so that peace and love and goodness reign again in our country, and we not interfere in other countries where we are not asked to help. So, I think it's something to keep in mind since the elections are so close. And on another note, if you have an opportunity to stand in the essence of the full moon, do that. And allow those energies to clear your body, to heal it. And when we're talking about healing, we have the opportunity to heal our bodies. So take your consciousness, stand it outside of your physical body, and intend that it be healed. Or take a hand mirror and look deeply into the hand mirror, look into your eyes, and tell yourself how you love your body, and thank the body for serving you. Your body has been very faithful. It serves you well. Give it the proper nourishment. Hopefully, eliminating those additives like sugar and things that are not necessary to the human body. Be careful of what you eat. Try to keep your diet as pure and close to the natural foods as possible. Organic, if that's possible. Free of sprays. You pay a little bit more for organic food, but it's much better for the body. So we're not getting any more calls right now, and I guess you're interested in hearing me talk some more. And if you wish to contribute, like I said, we're halfway through the show already. I don't know where the time goes, but it does. I'm sensing a lot of people listening to this radio show that has the influence of the Roman era. You know, they had a great influence on our country today. The magistrates, for instance, they were very orderly in the way they governed. We could actually use some of that today. There's a phrase that comes from the bucket list. You can never go wrong with doing the right thing. I like that. One can never go wrong by doing the right thing. Our children are our future. We send them to school. We try and give them the right food. But they also need discipline. Take a moment and think about the kind of discipline that you give your children. Are you consistent? Are you consistent with the discipline that you give them? Also, remember that the kindness that you give out to other people comes back to you. There was something else that I heard that I thought was so beautiful. Be kind to strangers, because in doing so, you never know if you are entertaining God's angels. I'll say that again. Be kind to strangers, for in doing so, you never know when you are entertaining God's angels. So, have you met strangers and you had this sense of the light around them? Ask your higher self if you have come across an angel. You know, in the Bible, there are examples of angels. And the truth of the matter is, there are a bunch of angels, or rather, I should say, a group of angels that move around the cosmos, bringing the energy from Prime Creator, to all of the world. And then collecting the energy and the deeds of individuals and taking them back to Prime Creator. I don't know how many of you are familiar with the work of Edgar Cayce. I found him to be a very interesting man, along with the things that he said and did. One of his practices was to read the entire Bible once a year. So he read some periodically so that in the course of the year, he would read the entire Bible. And one of the things that he talked about a lot was food, the food that we eat. Not to be adulterated with sprays and pesticides, to eat pure food. And to eat the food that is grown in the area that you live, if you can, because, you know, we have a tendency to ship in food from all parts of the world because transportation is such that the food brokers can buy it at the cheapest price. But if you eat the food that is grown locally in your area, it's good for the body because the food has gone through the climate from where you live. And as you eat that, it builds up the natural defenses of the body. And one of the things that the body always seems to discuss when we work with it is to eat more greens. You know, that could be spinach or kale. Kale is very vitamin dense. Greens of all type. So it is important for the body to eat as much greens as possible. And if you're having trouble eating greens, there are tablets that have all the benefits of greens. Look in the internet and you will find them. And you can take some of those every day if you're not getting the greens that you think you need. But remember, consciousness, you can communicate with consciousness. Excuse me. That's disturbing me. I don't know what's going on back there. But I can't concentrate. Excuse me, I have noises going on in the house and I was having trouble concentrating on what I was saying. So if I'm repeating something, excuse me. So if you are speaking to the consciousness of your body, give me a call. Tell me some of the things that you are conversing with your body, what it is saying to you, and how you meditate and get that information. And it's not for me, my friends, that I am asking that, but rather that you are able to share it with those people that listen. Because we have many people listening to the radio show, and if you share that with me, they hear it. And it's all about sharing the good things. If it's helping you, it should be able to help others. Now, we have troubled spots in the world. And one of the reasons that we have the troubled spots is because those dark priests that caused the downfall in Atlantis have been given a chance to come back and change their behavior. You might say to redeem themselves. But unfortunately, they haven't all changed. And they have brought some of their, you might say, dark secrets with them. For instance, HAARP in Alaska is one of those things, that they are bombarding the upper levels of the atmosphere with electricity, which bounces off, comes down through the earth, and goes down to the core of the earth. And there is a crystal there. If you're willing, take a moment and intend the healing of our planet from this destruction. Intend to heal the earth and the atmosphere all the way down to the core of the earth. You see, you are guardians of a planet. And what you do can help all things. My friends, I'm having a lot of interruptions right now, and I'm going to end this radio show early. I'm very sorry. So until the next time, this is Carolyn Evers signing off. I'll chat with you next week.